This is The Takeaway. I'm John Hockenberry.
And I'm Celeste Headlee, author and historian Howard Zinn, author of A People's History of the United States, died yesterday of a heart attack at age 87.
I was totally taken care of. I didn't have to think about money. Just, there's a million members of the armed forces who have that. But when you ask that the government do this for everybody else, they cry, that's socialism. Well, if that's socialism, it must mean socialism is good.
You know. That's Howard Zinn talking in 2008 about his time in the military. He was never shy about expressing his opinion. A longtime activist and professor emeritus in the political science department at Boston University. 2 weeks ago, he joined veteran journalist Callie Crossley on her show to talk with her. She's with our partner station WGBH in Boston. Callie, good morning.
Good morning.
You asked him when he was on his show what news voices he would add if he was writing his people's history today, and here was his answer.
I would add the voice of the 12-year-old girl who testified before the Vermont legislature. They were discussing whether to make it legal to have same-sex marriage, and she said, I am the daughter of two women. They are my parents. And we're a happy family. It was an amazing testimony.
This is a man who was moved by history. He was moved by the subjects on which he was an activist.
You know, it's for someone who had been in the trenches, as they say, for so long, doing just this kind of work, I was actually quite surprised to see him tear up. Tears almost fell down his cheeks. That's how passionate and emotional he was about just sharing with me who he would include at this moment. This was work that just went all the way through him. It stood for what he was, and he was thrilled that a new audience was finding its way to it.
And to audience to A People's History of the United States.
Absolutely. Matt Damon turned that work into a documentary using a lot of well-known actors to portray the voices. And that's what he said to me, was that his biggest excitement was that kind of star power would bring people to the words and the history. He wanted more than ever for people to understand that the history really was about the people and the people's voices.
Well, he was often asked if he would do an update or a second edition of the people's history. Did he talk to you about what he might include in the book?
Well, the example of that young girl, and he also said he would want to speak to undocumented workers. He thought it's important that we highlight immigrants who are being chastised and persecuted at this point, and say, you know, allow them, their voices, to say, hey, I have a place here too, and that we hear those voices and have that be a part of what's going on right now in our contemporary history. He thought that would be important.
And did you hear back from listeners after your interview? What was the response of people to Howard Zinn?
Oh, he was well known and well respected here. I have to say that as he was leaving the studio, I said to my production assistant, how old is he again? And she said, 87. I never would have known it. He looked so vibrant in that room.
Well, he has passed away. As of yesterday, he suffered a heart attack at the age of 87. Howard Zinn, author of A People's History of the United States. Thanks so much to Callie Crossley of The Callie Crossley Show. It airs on our partner station, WGBH in Boston.
And his last writing was about the Obama administration. Very critical. Called him a potentially mediocre president, which is dangerous.
Yeah.